You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Who does this song? This is bumper music from the Funky Lowlives.
Yeah.
The Funky Lowlives.
It's kind of chill, huh?
I like it. It's good for a Monday.
Good news coming out about 40 minutes ago from the Associated Press. Pfizer says the COVID-19 vaccine is looking 90% effective. The stock market is through the roof this morning on this news. So that's great news.
90%, huh?
90% effective. Yeah, which is really good, they said, for these trials.
So what do we think? Maybe another month before they finally can give a definitive answer?
I would think so. I'm trying to skim the story. Yeah, because then they go into that emergency approval to just get it out as quickly as possible. So it could be potentially by the end of the year, you know, into beginning of next year. We could all be getting pumped full of this. And so far, so good.
I didn't tell you, I don't think. I got my first ever flu shot about a month ago. I've never.
Oh, really?
Every year, I don't get a flu shot. And this year, I did.
Good. You should
and,
be, yeah.
You know, and there's people who have said that there's a possibility that, you know, just getting a regular flu shot could at least help minimize the effects if
you
got COVID.
Yeah, so, there was something there, but
I don't know.
That's good. But I'm glad you did that.
Good news.
Good
well, thank
news.
You for that.
Yeah, you bet.
Hey, let's jump into some email. Here we go.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Now, you can send us the old-fashioned email if you just go to mix100.com. That is mix100.com. And at the top of the page, you'll see a little tab for the Dom and Jeremy Show. Click on that. And you'll be able to send an email. Or, Jeremy, our Facebook page, you can send us a message. And besides, Jeremy posts so much good stuff on the D&J Facebook page that you should become a friend on there anyway.
Yeah,
right,
we have a lot of followers, a lot of fun content, a lot of goofy stuff. Just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. And we reach out. We monitor this all morning, so we always reply to your messages.
So when we got this last week, we decided this had to be a show topic for us. It's from Zach. He said, on a first date, a woman asked me if I'd be okay if we spent, before I even tell you what she asked, we do need to point out again that on first dates, I think people are rarely themselves, you know? We like to say that people put on a mask for the first couple
you're
of dates.
You're acting, You're your best version of yourself.
Exactly. You're trying to project what you think this person is going to be attracted to.
Yes.
So when I hear a story like this one from Zach, from someone who just rips that mask right off and they just lay it out there, even if what they're asking or saying is a little crazy, at least they're being themselves.
Okay.
Can we agree on that?
Yes.
On a first date, a woman asked me if I'd be okay if we spent every Thanksgiving and Christmas with her family. This is the first date, Jer. First date. Wow. She refused to miss any of those holidays and said it was a deal breaker if a guy ever wanted to spend Christmas with his family. Zach writes, hey, at least I knew what I was dealing with right away. That's pretty...
It sounds like my life. It sounds like me.
It's true. You kind of told Nicole that. Well,
pretty
the thing
much.
Is, you didn't tell her on the first date.
No, but it kind of worked out that way, that we spent pretty much every holiday with my family.
Correct. Don't
but
say
that's
pretty
okay.
much.
Yeah,
it's
there was a couple holiday. In there that we switched
what?
It up a little bit. There was a couple, but it didn't feel right. Didn't feel good. But wow, on a first date to do that? That's a mighty bold thing to bring up during a first date.
Can you imagine you're meeting, let's say, at a Starbucks, and you sit down, hey, nice to meet you. Yeah, hey, how's your day going? That's going great. Now listen. If we ever get together full time, I just need you to know that I'm going to need to spend every single holiday with my family.
And how do you answer that? How do you answer that?
Check.
Like, how can you project, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the future that you're going to be able to spend every holiday with his family? With his family? You can't. That's a stupid thing to even bring up.
I'm trying to think back. I think I've mentioned it before, but the funniest thing that ever happened to me on a first date that I recall somebody asking a question was a woman who essentially asked me how much money I made.
Boom, right
on
off
first
the bat,
date.
Huh?
Yeah, she put down, she told me, we're sitting there, I think it was a happy hour. It was our first date, and she said, I cannot go out with someone who makes less money than I do. You have to make more money than I do.
Well, that's weird.
And then she, I am not making this up, she wrote down a figure on a piece of paper and slid it across the table to me. I had never seen anything like it before in my life. So I took the paper and I opened it up and I looked at the figure.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time in my head, I'm trying to keep from laughing out loud that on a first date, she's essentially checking out my bank account, wants to know how much money I make.
And you were like, way more than that. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I slid the paper back to her. I go, well, that's not a problem. I said, that's just interesting. But, you know.
That's funny. That's strange.
That's my favorite for me.
A few of them trickling in online. Sherry says he asked me if I like bananas, which she said at first I wrongly interpreted as some sort of advance, you know. But she says, no, he really meant bananas, the fruit. He hated them. He hates bananas and can't stand the smell of them. He could not be with anyone who eats them. He seriously would not shut up about bananas the entire night. That's God. Funny. Tammy says, I went on a date with a vet who within the first 15 minutes, a vet as in a veterinary technician, who within the first 15 minutes said, I've got just the dog for you to adopt. Then proceeded to try to convince me to adopt a dog for the next hour and a half. And then Sarah says, hey, boys, this is a great one. The guy asked me how I would like living on a sheep farm. Turns out he was opening up a sheep farm and wanted me to be a part of it.
Oh,
hell
my goodness.
No, she says. Those are pretty good. So they're trickling in, man. They're
trickling
in. Have
you ever seen the movie called Waking Ned Divine?
No.
I'm going to tell you and all of our listeners right now, it's one of those hidden gems that nobody really knows about,
mm-hmm.
but it is one of the funniest movies I've ever
seen.
It's
all the old guys in Scotland or something, wasn't it?
It's in Scotland or Ireland. I can't remember whether it's Scotland or Ireland, but it's about this small town where somebody wins the countrywide lottery thing.
I recall this.
And then the town has this plot to try to like split the money or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
I remember
very funny.
This.
But there's a character in there who I believe has a sheep farm. And he's trying to woo this one young lady.
Not
and
gonna
she's
happen.
Like, oh, but you stink. He's like, you always stink. You
always have warm sweaters, though.
We're talking about strange questions that come up on a first date. We got some on the phone. Before we get to Amy and Leslie on the phones, I want to read a couple of these that came in through Facebook. Marcy said, I had a first date last year where the guy asked if he could hypnotize me.
All right.
No is the answer to that. Charlotte says, on our first date, a guy wanted to know if anyone in my family was or had ever been in prison. I laughed it off, but he was dead serious. And even though I don't have any family member in prison, I said it wasn't his business. He got up, left money on the table for our drinks, and left.
This
just
guy's
like
deal
that.
With prison.
Do you have family members in prison?
That's odd.
Rebecca says, my strangest first date was with a guy who asked me to laugh so he could decide if he could put up with my laugh or not.
Well, that's a big deal. You don't want a weird laugh
Rebecca,
for the rest of your life.
Hey, excuse me, can you laugh? She should have said, yeah, can you undress?
Yeah, because then I can really laugh. Kim wrote in and said he had a guy ask me about my funeral arrangements, advance directives, etc.
Oh,
seriously,
wow.
A bizarre dude, she said. Teresa said, had a guy ask me, why do you wear so much makeup? Which is weird because I was only using mascara and a small bit of powder. This one's funny. Elsie says, I spilled a little of my Chinese food on myself and laughingly said something about being a mess. The guy responded, quote, that's okay. I didn't have high expectations for tonight anyway.
Again, there's honesty and then there's
honesty. Yeah.
Oh,
there you
God,
go.
That's fantastic. Here's Amy on the phone with us. Good morning, Amy. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. It's so funny. These people wonder why they're single, right?
No
right.
joke. It's like work on your question game.
Hashtag
dudes.
Truth.
It's all these weird guys.
What about you, Amy? What happened?
oh my gosh, this one guy, I've had a few, but this was the most random. We're on a date and he's like, hey, have you ever been a nose model? I'm like, a nose model? Like, what would a nose model even model, right? And I'm like, no. He's like, oh, you just have this great nose, and I could just see you being like a former nose model. And I'm like, well,
a
no.
A former one? Why not a current one?
Correct. And I'm a curvy girl, and he's like, well, you know, they have plus-size nose models, too. I'm like, oh, really? Where are they finding these nose models? Right. Like, just no filter, super random. I'm like, bro, get back on Plenty of Fish.
That's- Amy, I'm not going to lie. I want to see your nose.
Yeah, can we see the nose?
Can you send us a picture of your...
We'll set up a Zoom, and I'll model for you guys.
Yeah. Work that nose, girl. Work it.
Let me put a little piercing in it before I get all, you know.
Your nostrils are so hot.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a little turn on. It was, like, kind of a compliment, but, like, not
yeah,
at all,
like,
right?
That's the thing. It is a compliment. He's saying you have an attractive nose.
Well, although Jeremy made a good point, he complimented you by saying nose model, but then he took it right away by throwing in former nose model. Like, now your nose right. has gotten too old, Amy.
Like, all of a sudden you're a washed-up nose model.
Your nose is over the hill, okay?
Spending all that nose money on crack.
I was way past my prime at 25. So, yeah, I was on the cocaine I did when I was 21.
Now one nostril's bigger than the other.
Yeah. Snoring out of it every time I
right,
laugh.
Right, you're snoring. It's all hairy.
Fantastic.
Yep. Crazy.
Amy, you're funny.
Thanks for the great call. I hope you have a fun Monday, Amy.
Send us your nose.
You and your nose. We'll have a great day, okay?
Honk, honk. You do. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Just across the table. Honk, honk, honk. That's good stuff.
That kind of made my whole morning.
Me
right
too.
There. Thank you for reaching out. We appreciate the messages and the calls with your boys in the morning.